Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Today we will be talking about overcoming temptation. First, our scripture will be coming from James chapter 1, verse 12 through 15, and it reads as follows. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin when it is finished bringeth forth death. Folks, there you have it. We sin when we are drawn away from in our own lust and enticed. You know, there's three ways that Satan tempt us. We talked about this last time. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. But glory be to God that he always gives us a way of escape. Now, to look at this, we would like to look at the book of Genesis chapter 39 and the story of Joseph and Potiphar's wife. We see that Joseph was sold into slavery and he becomes the head man in Potiphar's house. And we see that Potiphar's wife sets her eyes on Joseph. No doubt Joseph was probably a handsome young man. And then he became very popular in his master's eyes. And his master turned everything over to him in his house. And then Potiphar's wife wanted to tempt Joseph to lie with her. I tell you, isn't that the way it is? When you're doing good, Satan tries to get you to mess up so everything can be taken away from you. But I like Joseph's response when Joseph told Potiphar's wife, and he said, how can I do this wickedness and sin against God? Now that should be our response when we're faced with temptation, is I cannot sin against God and do this wickedness. That's the only way you are going to overcome temptation, when you see sin the way that God sees it, and it's wickedness. So many a time Christians are living defeated lives because they have succumbed to some sin in their life that they have not gotten out. They're still playing around with this little sin and have not declared it wicked before God. Christians today, I would like to warn you that if you have sin in your life, look, recognize what that sin is, and then go before God to cast that sin out of your life, and then you will be a victorious Christian. Folks, you have to do just like Joseph did in this story. Joseph ran from Potiphar's wife. He fled from sin. And that should be what we should do. So many a time we like to hang around it and see just how close to sin we can get without committing it. And we end up deceiving ourselves, because the Bible says, be not deceived, evil communication corrupts good manner. If you hang around evil, you will eventually do evil. It's going to wear you down. The greatest of us all will fall if we do not get away from evil. So folks, I would like to ask you to reevaluate your lives, reevaluate your relationships, and if there are some evil things going on there, as Joseph did, flee while you still have time. So many Christians want to do great things for the Lord, but they fail to remove sin from their lives, and God won't use you when you're in sin. You can overcome sin. Simply recognize that sin is wicked before a holy God, and then go to the Lord in prayer and ask him for his forgiveness. And then once you do that, flee from sin. Satan will come back and back, but you need to stand firm in God's word and know this, that greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Now go forth and flee from sin. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.